Within minutes of early morning air raid sirens throughout the city, Russian missiles hit targets near Lviv International Airport, shattering once again the sense of relative safety here in the west of Ukraine.
Air raid warning system worked. I'm grateful to the armed forces as they reacted. Some missiles which were launched from the Black Sea area were intercepted. Four missiles hit an aircraft repair plant, as you already know.
There have been some attacks in this part of the country, a training camp in Yavoriv last week, and a military post at an airfield near Lutsk. But the Friday morning airport strike is the closest the war has come to the city of Lviv so far.
As you see behind me, smoke is still rising from the area that was hit. We've been stopped from going any further, any closer to the areas that were hit by these strikes. Police have pushed us back twice. We've tried to go over the bridge, but we've been sent back to this area here. So we can't get a clear view of what's happening, but the smoke that continues to billow over the skies, over the city, certainly tells you that something definitely was hit and is still on fire.
In the eastern city of Kharkiv, a college building was shelled, killing one person, injuring 11, and trapping another in the rubble. The city is home to one of the largest markets in Eastern Europe, and it remains on fire, sparked by shelling on Thursday. Another shelling in Kramatorsk killed two and injured six. And the capital also attacked. The mayor of Kyiv visited a nursery and school he says was targeted by Russian rockets, killing one child and wounding 23.
This is genocide of the Ukrainian population. You have to act now. Stop passively observing and stop doing business with Russia. Do it now.
Attacking mostly civilian targets is proof, Ukrainian officials say, that Russia is choosing not to fight Ukrainian troops, instead hitting the country's most vulnerable.
Enemy's strike against the city of Lviv is another proof that it does not fight Ukrainian troops. It fights population, children, women, refugees. There is nothing sacred for them.
Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Lviv.